Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, oh wow, tradition. It is Evil Weasel Wednesday. Every day is an evil fucking weasel fucking day. But it's the 31st day of August, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 81 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 87 degrees today for the climate basin. Dry, 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 dry. So all I can say is, man, I hear they're getting a lot of water in India. I mean, if to think that they're not directing this shit is just, you'd have to be naive, stupid, even on the edge of retardation. I mean, they talk about cows farting, and while you're looking up at the fucking sky, it's got X clear out. They've made a whole goddamn weather front with fucking chemtrails, but, it's you guys down there, some cows farting. Yeah, you should pay us. We're going to pay you. Make no mistake, you're going to get exactly what you got coming to you. Anyways, let's see what we got to jump onto here. TikTok is a, quote, weaponized military application. Well, duh. But we're going to look at it anyway when we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, TikTok, a weaponized military application. This is from Epic Times. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Chinese-owned video app TikTok could be covertly sending users' passwords, credit card numbers, and other sensitive data to the Chinese Communist Party that we gave the fucking internet to. CCP, the Communist, yeah. According to one expert, when you're actually doing keystrokes, typing each letter, each number, those are being recorded back in China. Well, you used to record them right here in goddamn, Utah, wasn't it? Until we turned it all over to the fucking masters in China. I mean, you motherfucking communist son of a bitches, the deaths you're going to die. And under supervision of the Chinese Communist Party, Casey Fleming, a CEO of Avid advisory firm Black Ops partner said during an August 25th interview with China in Focus on NTD, a sister media outlet of the Epic Times. This is the Epic Times we're reading. What you're texting, who you're texting password, email, accounts, everything you, on your phone, everything that you're typing in emails or texting, that key logging is recording each word, each password, and so on. And that's, like I said, this ain't nothing fucking new to us. The Our own NSA was doing that there in fucking goddamn Utah, probably still are. I don't know. Maybe they just handed it over to fucking the Chinese because they can get cheaper fucking labor to fucking spy on us and fucking feed. Well, you need to squash them. The comments come just a week after it was revealed that TikTok's browser contained code for conducting key logging, meaning that the app can record all of the user's keystrokes on the device he or she is using, including email on websites. Like I said, this is no fucking nothing new. We probably gave him the fucking technology. Because, I mean, all the 90% of the fucking technology that fucking China has, it was given to them. Bill Clinton gave them our fucking ICBM guidance system so they could deliver a bomb here. These fucking communists are fucking, they're showing themselves and they're showing themselves world fucking wide and they fucking are going up and hugging and kissing and fucking, everything's just fucking groovy with them and we're sitting here watching it fucking happen and we gotta stop it. Fleming described TikTok as a, quote, espionage application and said it's being used to systematically harvest the personal information of Americans, particularly the young. You know, I've seen a little click and I'm going to fucking sit down. I'm going to look this up and I'm going to go through it about the Cultural Revolution, you know, Mao Zedong in the 60s there. And, you know, they tried to claim it was 40 million people, but I've heard as high as 220 million people were killed during that. And you know who killed who? The young killed the old. And that's what I'm seeing happening right here in this goddamn country. That's why we're having such a hard time with this, guys. Because you fucking turn around and you say, okay, fuck, I'm ready to take you on, you dirty son of a bitches, man. And fucking you look around and you're looking at your own fucking kids. You're going to have to, your own fucking kids are going to shoot bullets at you. You're going to have to shoot bullets at them and you're going to have to fucking kill your own kids to save your grandchildren. This is the indoctrination that you allowed by putting them in them public fucking schools. And not teaching them any better. And teaching them better ain't always the fucking answer either. A phenomenon I found is fucking a lot of people who raised their children fucking right. I mean, raised them from the get-go fucking with battle packs on. They fucking turn around and they're fucking their sons or daughters. They go to town and they marry some city fucker. Some city fucker that grew up in the fucking city fucking system. And then they take over the fucking, the running of the fucking goddamn house. And the next thing you know, your kid's in your fucking face. And, well, there's a remedy to that. And it's called whipping somebody's fucking ass. Reinforcement of the fucking ideal that, you know, no communism. You don't even say the goddamn word. I will beat the fuck right out of you. And I will be happy to beat the fuck right out of you. And you communist cunts and you communist cocksuckers in the cities, you better keep your fucking asses there. We will slice you all to fucking pieces, you motherfuckers. You're not going to talk our own children into shooting us. We'll fucking kill you first. But I'm hearing, like, as when I seen that, I'd seen this a couple of days ago, and I was like, wow, man, I'm going to check that out. And fucking, particularly the young. Because that's who they go after, you know. I can't remember which one of them what it was. Fucking, give me a child at 6 years old and fucking within 2 years, they're communist. I've got them. They're a communist. Well, that's not necessarily fucking so. And fucking, I'll tell you what, man. You fucking children, you better get in your goddamn place and you better start acting like you got some goddamn sense or somebody's going to have to slap some into you. That's all there is to it. If you love your fucking kids, and you don't want to have to put a bullet through their fucking head, you better beat the shit out of them right now and get them straightened out. Tell them, say, no, that fucking communist cunt, she's a fucking cunt. He's a fucking cocksucking bastard. Is not going to fucking make you fight against me. You're not going against me for that low-life motherfucker over there. There's millions of them out there. Boom! Knock them down. Beat the goddamn living hell out of them. Bruise them from the tips of their toes to the tops of their fucking head. and say, now you fucking better. You know what, cunt? You're next. This is what we need to be doing right now. I figured it out. Why is everybody so fucking hesitant? Because they're having to fucking, they're looking their own fucking kids in the fucking eyes. You fucking slap you right flat of your fucking ass. You ever fucking come up to my goddamn face and say, can you lay some communist shit on me? I'll see you fucking hung. And man, do not fucking, you don't want to go barrel to barrel with me, boys. You know, my sons know. You wouldn't want to go barrel to barrel with me. You know what would fucking happen. I fucking disappear into the woods and come up behind you and slit your goddamn throat. I grew up in these goddamn woods. Anything you know, I taught you. At any rate, I thought that was interesting, and I'm going to do some research on it, and I'm going to talk about that some more, because I see that as a major fucking problem right now. And the bottom line is, right, at this point, the remedy is an ass-kicking. A good ass-beating. If it's a girl, let mom beat the fuck out of her. If it's a boy, let dad fucking kick the take him up in the woods and just beat the motherfucking shit out of him until they're talking right again and they fucking understand where they're at and who they are. The communists will never get my fucking kids. I don't care what you are, you fucking cunt cock sucking bitches and you fucking prick cock sucking cocksuckers. Well, fucking, you fucking, what do you fuck think? You're bulletproof? You think that you fucking can't be killed with one fucking hand, you fucking worthless, spineless, fucking nobody son of a bitches? You're gonna learn better. And fuck if we're already at war, people. Get that through your goddamn head. I'm trying to tell somebody out the other day, and they're talking about it. Now, yeah, we're at fucking war right now. They're trying to get, just like fucking Mao Zedong did, get your fucking kids to fucking shoot at you. You know, if they kill you, all your shit belongs to them. And God, all the more they can have, man. And they've been given some pretty big fucking scraps from the table. From the, you know, to fucking, listen to the communists, and you look at this, you get these big, fat morsels, you listen to your parents and tell the communists to fuck off, you don't get nothing. Well, I tell you what, there is a price for fucking, going against your elders for fucking communists, and you will fucking do not want to pay it, kids. You better fucking wake the fuck up. You better go get you some books on the goddamn Cultural Revolution. You better get you some books on the fucking takeover of Russia by the communists. And you better read them. And you better understand that we've already read them. See, where you fucking think you're so fucking smart, you haven't read these fucking books. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Don't know how to read.
Good point, sir. A lot of them don't know how to read. Well, I'll set it down and I'll read it to you. And every time I hit the word communism, I'll smack you upside the fucking head and you'll remember the goddamn word. But that's what I see. And like I said, I'm going to study that a little bit, because I mean, it is something I never thought of. But I mean, if you think about it, you know, they're going to lay the choice on you, kill your own kids or fucking let them kill you. You know, you would die for your children. They know you would die for your children, but I ain't going to die for my fucking children. My children ever got out of line, they're going to fucking wish to God they hadn't, because I will fucking fist them. I'm 61 years old, and I mean, my oldest ones are in the 40s and 30s, and I'll whip every one of them at one time, and they fucking know it. I just am a mean son of a bitch, and a communist-hating mean son of a bitch. And if I got to knock some fucking knots on your head to put some sense into it, well, I'm here for you. I'm dad. I'm going to do it for you. I love you, kid. At any rate, like I said,
hey,
yes, go ahead.
You know what? Most communists, you know, the first way, they really don't understand. After the communists get them and using them up, they're going to put a bullet in the back of their head.
Well, of course they are. They don't understand what they know what they see. They do it incrementally from the time they're fucking, you know, they get your kid. The mothers, you know, the mothers these days, they go and I want to have a child, you know, they get married or they want to hook a guy, you know, hook a feller. And so they get pregnant. I want to have a baby. Oh, I just want to have a baby. And then as soon as they have that fucking baby, it's 3 months I can put it in childcare and I can go get a job and I want to take care of it. And that's what it is, too. I mean, they don't even consider what they're fucking doing. They don't consider the ramifications. I'll tell you what, bitch. When you had that kid, you just bought yourself a career. It is your fucking duty to raise that child and raise that fucking child right. It's not for you to put it on somebody else and you go out and say, oh, I want to run in the car again and go around and do the things I did. I got the guy hooked because I had his kid. Well, that shit ain't going to cut it either. You fucking bitches, the bitches have been a bit, I mean, I hate being rude like that. You know, it's got bitches and shit, but that lady from your Romania who came on, I mean, I spoke to her for at least an hour, maybe an hour and a half, and she went clear through it, and she told me the women did it. The fucking women did it because they would accept it because they haven't been fighting. The man, he's out there in the goddamn jungle. This is what it's been since the beginning of fucking time. He's looking at the other men. I mean, men, you know what I'm talking about. When you're around, you come around somebody unfamiliar to you, you're fucking checking them out, you're sizing them up and what might have you, trying to see what kind of prick they are. Are they going to steal from you? Are they going to fucking stab you in the back or what are they up to? I don't feel comfortable with you even being around me. I don't know you. And you got your fucking eye on them and you're used to having to fucking fight in the jungle for what you fucking have. A fucking woman, you go out there and you fucking, they communist little, utopia bullshit on them. Ooh, I like that. And I've got the right to vote. And there are more women because all the men's been killed in these goddamn, World War I and World War II. All these fucking wars. All the men have been killed. And so we outnumber you. So us women we're just going to spread our legs and swoop it all up. Give it a go, bitch. You think we won't mow your fucking ass too? We'll put your ass in burkas for fucking 50 years. Give you some time to think about how you want to treat with fucking men who are fucking your physical betters. And fucking... Anyway.
Women have done it in this country too.
Pardon?
The women have done it in this country too.
You're goddamn right they have. That's what I was talking about. I am talking about the women in this country. You go out there and you look at when you had them goddamn Black Lives Matter rallies. You looked at the rally. Who in the fuck was out there? 4 out of 6 of them were goddamn fucking 4 foot nothing white women. Just yelling communism like that cunt that came in there in New York. I had her name wrong. It wasn't AOC. It was a buddy of hers. But I mean, they all fucking looked the same to me. But they fucking, I'm telling you, when she comes out and says, we're going to make this whole a socialist country. Why couldn't I be standing there? I would have bashed her fucking head through the fucking wall. I'd killed her right there on the spot. You fucking communist piece of shit. No, you're not. That's a declaration of war, and I just fucking killed your ass for it. You ain't going to do shit. But get yourself fucking hung. You cunts will never fucking roll over the real men in this country. And there's a plenty of us to fucking enforce our fucking will. And we will put fucking burkas on you. Now, apologies to all women that are real women. My wife's a real woman. She enjoys being a woman. We enjoy each other a lot better being a woman and a man than fucking freaks. We enjoy the fucking old things in life that fucking, you know, that fucking people have been enjoying since the beginning of time. Now they want to fucking, you're either a faggot or you're a goddamn transvestite or they're pushing some other kind of fucking shit or communist, this communism or fascism or the, and then calling it goddamn, come on, Henry. This is capitalism. Again, I'm going to say it, and I'm going to say it again. I know there's people up there, your fucking assholes are tightening up, aren't they? Because you know what I'm about to fucking tell you is the goddamn truth. Ain't a goddamn thing you can do but admit it, and then keep on doing it, and then fucking hang for it, motherfucker. It's all since I was a little kid. I mean, fucking one of the first, when they first started the political talk around about third or fourth grade. God, the people that hate us are communists. Communists are bad. Communists, oh yeah, they're terrible. It's capitalism. They hate our capitalism because we live so fucking wonderful lives. I look around me and I see two or three people living fucking wonderful lives. Everybody else looks like they're fucking slaving for them bastards. I see that with my eyes when I'm just a kid. And then they're told that fucking, it's capitalism versus communism. Go over to Vietnam and get your fucking self killed for no goddamn reason whatsoever. To stop the spread of international communism, why the Communist Party has an office in fucking goddamn Chicago, Illinois? Huh? How in the fuck did our fathers let that shit go? They're coming and fucking and taking your sons by fucking draft, you know, through the draft. They're taking your fucking sons over there and having them fucking killed in the fucking jungles of Vietnam to stop the spread of international communism so we don't have to fight it here. At the same time, the Communist Party has a goddamn office in fucking goddamn Chicago, Illinois. Now people can say, well, everybody's got the right to speak with their... No, you don't. You fucking don't. That is treason and sedition. This, the Bill of Rights, which is the highest law in this fucking land, ratified by the people, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791, says otherwise. It is not your fucking right to fucking preach collectivism. Collectivism is the opposite of fucking goddamn individualism, isn't it? You get rid of the fucking, you have to get, before you can have collectivism, that is socialism like that cunt there in fucking goddamn New York was talking about, you have to get rid of the fucking individualism, don't you? Before you can have your new world fucking order, you have to get rid of the individualism, don't you? And when you try to push fucking communism, any kind of collectivism in this fucking country, that is treason. That is high fucking treason. Because this country is founded on the fucking ideal that the individual free national is fucking goddamn autonomous. No, you can't put a fucking big group of socialist cock-sucking low-life fucking spineless shit-eating motherfuckers together and say, well, there's 10 of us and 2 of you, so we're going to say we vote that we take all your guns. No, give it a go, motherfucker. No, that's why the Bill of Rights is written the way it is written. Mine belongs to me. Yeah, I was born with it. And I'll fucking back it with my fucking guns. And yours, every individual has that Bill of Rights. Not as a fucking collective fucking document. That is your individual, free, sovereign, national rights. As an individual. That means no one person can take it from you. If they want to try to take it from you, there's a fucking procedure and it goes through a common law court. First you have to come out, you have to file as a fucking individual against me as an individual. And then we go through the process till we get to the fucking jury. And the common law jury is the fucking highest law in this goddamn land. And then, in fact, it is the only one that can address the fucking rights or weigh your rights against my rights or one situation against another. It's just the fucking way it is. And to speak of, when that bitch comes up and she says, we're going to make this a socialist country. That means that we're gonna fucking rule because we're gonna pump so many people into your goddamn country. Hey, it's all legit. It's the socialism. There's just one little fucking problem, isn't there? That fucking Bill of Rights. That son of a bitch is not just gonna fucking disappear. You can bet your ass on that. That is written, ratified, absolute law. When she said what she said, she committed sedition against we the people as individual free sovereign nationals. And any one of us, if we had our comments, that's why they took out your common law courts first. If the common law courts were operating, any one of us could go down there and fucking file for the warrant for her arrest, for fucking sedition, for trying to usurp your fucking rights. And then it would go, that would be a criminal fucking a civil crime. That means it would go to the goddamn grand jury because she got a right to her preliminary process. And they can sit there and read and listen to her say that. They got no fucking choice. They have to obey the law too. Every fucking one of us does. They would have no choice. They would have to hand a true bill and you're indicted. You're indicted for treason and sedition. For advocating for the overthrow of the fucking, this the government of the United States of these Americas. You are a fucking goddamn a subverter. And then you would go to fucking court and you pick out the jury and the jury would fucking, you could hand that goddamn thing, video over to the fucking jurors. Everybody take a good long look and listen close. This woman is advocating for removing our fucking Bill of Rights, our individual freedoms and stuff, and replacing it with collectivism, which is fucking a goddamn, which is an attempt to fucking overthrow our form of government, our autonomy. Is it not? Yes or no? And they have to answer yes, because they too are bound by the law. Well, yes, that is. Abso-goddamn-lutely. Abso-fucking-lutely. She wants to be able to bring like 50 million of her fucking relatives from whatever fucking country she came from. And just, well, we've decided to open up the borders. It's just one big one world. Hey, it's a one world with a one world government. Where'd that come from? Jeez, guys, it just appeared. No, it didn't. We've been watching the creeping bastard as every time they make a move, we see it. I'll never obey any fucking goddamn fucking dictate from any fucking New World Order. Cock sucking piece of shit. You'll have to fight me. And I will fight like a goddamn demon out of hell. And that's another reason for the thing with the young people too. It broke up the fucking families. There was a thing in one of the reports on the program, on the site the other day, about a family who shot it out with the motherfuckers. And you don't hear no more about it, you see. But see, that's their biggest fear. If every house they came to, you had a united family who said, no, you're not going to put fucking communists. You communists are going to fucking die here. Every fucking one of you. Well, maybe not, but by God, we're going to fucking try. We are going to give it our absolute best shot we got, pun intended. And then we're going to try and kill every fucking one of you. They wouldn't last 15 fucking minutes. A few days, you wouldn't be able to find nobody in the fucking uniform. They'd be burning them. Because once the fucking guns start going off, people are going to just pour out of their fucking houses. It's time for the goddamn purge. It's time to purge this country of every goddamn son of a bitch who doesn't respect our fucking law, our rights as goddamn individual free sovereign nationals to our goddamn liberty and our right to own property. You're all fucking dead. And all you fucking cocksuckers that went along with it, went and got your business license, sold my fucking goddamn birthright so you could put the money in your fucking slimy pocket or just a little bit of it while you paid off the motherfuckers that fucking gave you the fucking, the Queen's Charter. To steal, to pirate, you're going in the goddamn ground with the fucking worms. They're going to eat your fucking body, you motherfuckers. And there's enough people that have to have fucking freedom to wipe your ass out, and you know it. I'm sick of hearing that cock-sucking goddamn Biden. I got one fucking thing here talking about a bullet from an AR-15 is twice as fast, or I think five times as fast, faster than any other bullet. I mean, they're putting this shit out there so that they can change the conversation from, there's only one goddamn fucking line to the whole fucking conversation about our second article. There's only one fucking line. And you better listen to it. You better go back. I know you're fucking ignorant son of a bitches. Most of you probably can't read. But you better go back and you better fucking read it. And you better understand, we will fucking back it with lead. A well-regulated militia, comma, being necessary to the security of a free state, comma, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed in any fucking way. Any fucking thing you even talk about it. You talk about changing it. You talk about fucking me fucking getting a license from you, a permission from you to exercise my fucking rights. You got no goddamn authority, you motherfuckers. In fact, you are in violation of the fucking law, and you got a rope coming to you. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1241 Pacific Time, and that was Hogjaw with Swamp. And I get enough song. And we're going, I mean, this TikTok is a weaponized military application. And all it comes down to is that what they were doing in fucking Utah, they've just moved the operation over further. So, I mean, save them time getting the information to the fucking Chinese as they fucking steal it from the American people. These motherfuckers are goddamn communist agents. I mean, the ones that are calling themselves the goddamn representatives of we the people are communist motherfucking Chinese communists, red communists, goddamn agents. And there can be no goddamn argument about it. Biden preparing $1.1 billion arms sale to Taiwan. Well, motherfucker, you're kidding me. Who'd you do the background check on there, buddy? You think that these goddamn weapons that you're fucking getting ready to send over there ain't going to kill no kids? Huh? You got any phosphorus bombs in there you ain't talking about, you son of a bitch? Number one fucking export of the fucking United States. Death! We all should be fucking sick and ashamed. Enough to fucking stand up and run this shit out of our goddamn country. It's from Zero Hedge. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. A month after China's unprecedented live fire exercise in direct response to Nancy Pelosi's visit to the Biden administration is set to ramp up its arms sales to Taiwan with numbers that suggest Ukraine level of aid. People, we don't have this. We told you that, you know, when Trump came in, we were getting set up for the fire cell. This is the fucking fire cell. They are handing your goddamn country away right in fucking front of you. No! You can't have $1.1 billion. You can't, industrial war complex, you better shut your fucking ass down is what you better do. But there's some more fucking snakehead targets, people. The dirty cocksuckers that are making all the money off this goddamn dam. Think about it. How long's this shit been going on? 20-some fucking years of fucking murder, mayhem, killing kids, fucking those kike son of a bitch and Jews up there fucking killing fucking kids with fucking putting phosphorus on their fucking bodies till they burn. How long are we going to put up with this goddamn debauchery? Does nobody want their goddamn lives back? Does nobody want to be happy any goddamn more? And like I said, who'd you do the background check on this for? Who's going to be responsible for who gets killed with these goddamn weapons, you son of a bitch? You sleazy worm of a nobody, nothing, dead-headed motherfucker. The Biden administration plans to formally ask Congress to approve an estimated $1.1 billion arms sale to Taiwan that includes 60 anti-ship missiles and 100 air-to-air missiles, according to three sources with direct knowledge of the package, Politico is reporting. What in the fuck is Taiwan to me? I remember when you were a kid and that first junk started coming out of Taiwan, you know, in Japan, fucking junk, it was all junk. But you could get it for a penny. And now look at these motherfuckers here. I'm not financing your fucking, if you fuckers want to go at it, please do. I'll give you each fucking, I'd say give them fucking two or three nuclear bombs, but they got to fire them. And you fire them on China, let China fire them on you, and you fucking stay the fuck out of our way or we'll melt both of you. I mean, Jesus Christ Almighty, every fucking day, guys, we can come up here with another outrage. It's not even hard. $1.1 billion arms sale to Taiwan that includes 60 anti-ship missiles, huh? The soon-to-be proposed package is still said to be in an early stage, but both the White House and bipartisan, that means, well, goddammit, surely somebody's out there with some goddamn fucking morality, if nothing else, saying, goddammit, there's enough killing going on in the goddamn world. These motherfuckers are trying to get a world war fucking going. Because, you know why? Because they're fucking losing it. They're losing all control over everybody. Everybody's just said, fuck you. Nobody, in the first place, you motherfuckers, you can't get this, two of you can't speak the same fucking words. You, this son of your fucking partner here contradicts you as you're talking, you know, you're lying sons of bitches. You, two of you can't be telling the truth when you're telling opposite fucking goddamn tales now, can you? I mean, even the dumbest of the fucking dumb in this country can figure that one out.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know, when they do something like that, when it comes to that bipartisanship that they do, that means both sides are getting paid on the table from this big deal right here.
Goddamn right. They're packing their pockets, Dion. You know they are. But they're with you. I mean, all of you, you put these kind of goddamn weapons out there, and in the end, they'll. I just want to know how many little children are going to get killed. These son of a bitches seem to have some kind of get off that they get on killing little children. I mean, goddamn, when I seen that fucking thing on the Gaza Strip of that kid with the fucking phosphorus fucking burning through his goddamn leg, I was like, Jesus God Almighty. Is anybody fucking watching this? They had their Geneva Convention, which meant nothing because the fucking Jews had never had to follow any fucking law. They are the fucking law for the rest of this international corporate fucking mafia. They're the mafia heads right up to the goddamn Rothschilds. And so they don't have to answer to nobody. But man, I'll tell you what, you think about those fucking Palestinians. If they ever get fucking armed, you know, truly armed right, and get the fucking backing they should have had a long fucking time ago. I'm not for fucking more war, but I am for fucking letting those Palestinians get their goddamn revenge on those dirty, rotten, lowlife, son of a bitchin' fucking Israeli motherfuckers. To rip their fucking heads off, to torture them, do whatever the fuck they want to them. Kill their Khazarian asses. And you hear, you say, this is almost on a par with what we're doing to Ukraine. Did we become fucking God? I mean, the people, you know, we sent you a fucking, $2,400 check. And that's it. Yeah, that's the rest of your country. That's it. And it's going to, the rest of it's going to belong to Bill Gates and fucking Zuckerberg and fucking Bezos and every rich motherfucker in this, every one of the, top 1% who wants their own private fucking goddamn kingdom. Well, your kingdoms are going to fucking fall, you son of a bitches, and you're going to hang. That Bill of Rights ain't going fucking nowhere. But it's getting out there, and more people are learning. More and more people are sitting there saying, this cannot be if this is. I mean, just like the asset forfeiture bullshit. This asset forfeiture can't exist if the Fifth Article says it can't. Because the Fifth Article is the highest law in this fucking land. That written, ratified by the people, law of December 15, 1791, is the highest law on this land. The only law on this land, to be exactly correct with you. That goddamn administrative admiralty is the law of the fucking sea. It's not the law of the goddamn, of the land. But we have to enforce it. Goddamn people, we got to quit being. That's when everything comes to fucking shit. Even like when something's going through my head, I'm thinking about this shit about the fucking Chinese, the Cultural Revolution of the 60s, and looking in this and the fact that it was just a commercial for some kind of shit. They're talking about why the young people killed all the old people, and I see it in this country, and I have seen the disrespect. You would listen, listen here, you little dumb son of a bitches. You ignorant little fucks. You goddamn assholes that are sucking the ass of a goddamn city chick or a city bastard that fucking grew up in a fucking broken home in the goddamn system. Fucking communist indoctrinated piece of shit. Listen up. We're not going to tolerate it. You will fucking correct yourself or we will fucking correct you. We're not, I can see the goddamn, I think about the Chinese during that Cultural Revolution, the older people like us. Well, there comes one of them son of a bitch. I can't shoot it. It's my kid. Well, in the first place, it was kind of their fault. I mean, the communication really wasn't there. But whoever thought that a monster like Mao Zedong was going to do such a fucking thing, but he did. Over 200 million fucking people. I don't give a shit. Oh, it was 40, it was 60, it was 80. Fuck you. If they said it was goddamn 100 million, I'd say it's 500 million. I know about these motherfuckers. I mean, they'll throw a number out there. Are you going to go out there and count them all? That's what it comes down to. That they shouldn't even be allowed to put a number in a fucking article. Unless they want to go out there and count every goddamn American and ask every goddamn American and have them fucking sign an affidavit to what they fucking said, to they, whether they said yes or no, you ain't don't know shit about Shinola. The goddamn fact is that you were fucking so fucking outnumbered and you know it. So you lie about the goddamn numbers. You just put it up there because you know you can tell that lie. But the thing is, you've gone past the point to where we just go, goddamn, I can't prove it's wrong because I can't go out there myself. But then again, you can't, it proves that it ain't right. Because you can't go out there and count every goddamn, we interviewed fucking 1,000 fucking registered voters, the dumbest motherfuckers in this country, the people who do go along with it. The majority of the people in this country do not fucking vote. They do not go along with this fucking shit. They have had it clear up to their goddamn eyeballs with this fucking shit. And then you say, and 90% of the American people want us to take their guns and shoot them in the back. Like, we're fucking stupid. We have to fucking, I mean, there's got to be punishments for that. To these propagandists for that fourth arm of the government that was never fucking supposed to exist for going and changing the goddamn law to say it's okay to run propaganda programs. Ever since they've done that, you realize everything you've seen on the fucking stupid box is a propaganda program. The COVID-19 doesn't exist propaganda program. That was their first biggie. That they got to throw out there all fucking lies. And a pandemic, my ass, a goddamn biological death agent developed in Wuhan that was fucking, not the goddamn COVID-19 that didn't exist, that couldn't be proved. I'm talking about the goddamn platelets, the goddamn kill agent. Biological kill agent by definition of the fucking human language. But from what I can see, it's killed more than 6 million. If they're saying 6 million, it's killed fucking probably 20 or 30 million people. Because you think about what they got to do in the 20th century, they fucking killed, what did they say? Oh, what's the number? I think they spit out 240 million, but that really, I don't buy that at all. That Cultural Revolution about ate that much up. But killed by governments. Don't you get it? Killed by governments. And now you have a population, I guess got to be getting close to 8 billion on this planet. Is it too many fucking people? I don't fucking know. But I'm telling you what, they got to make fucking 240 million look like nothing to even raise an eyebrow at 8 billion fucking people, don't you think? And they've already said they're going to do it. They told you they're going to. We have to do it. We got to get rid of all these people. I can't be king of the mountain if there's this many goddamn people running around fucking useless eaters. I don't want to look at them. I want them all dead. I should live and they should die. I decided. Because I'm a god on earth. Because I got the mouse mammon. Because I fucked the most people. I fucking screwed so many people, man. I have earned this fucking money. I have earned this fucking mountain of wealth. And I'll use it to fucking stamp out those fucking cockroaches so I don't have to look at them. The ones I robbed, the ones that all this belongs to. How about we just blow your fucking head off and take it, you stupid son of a bitch? That's what I don't get, guys. I mean, this ain't rocket science. The people holding all the fucking wealth are 1%. Hello? 1%, hello? While the rest of the fucking world fucking survives or exists on 90, that's the other 99% exists on 1% of the wealth. Fuck, this is goddamn, this ain't even math. There's only 1% doing this to us, and we're letting it happen. That is the goddamn ultimate definition of cowardice, in my opinion. And we have the fucking law behind us. That's what the fucking knocked me over. Got the goddamn law right in your fucking hands. All you got, it is the fucking law. Laid down by your people. It's absolute. It's unalienable. Nobody can argue against it. What it says fucking goes. And you got the goddamn law in your hands. And you can smear these motherfuckers. You can wipe their fucking asses out. But then again, that's when you start going, getting into the goddamn, licensed fucking goddamn agents of the fucking, United States Corporation. All these fucking merchants, like in this fucking town here. You know, they want to get a couple of sheriffs assigned. They want to hire. They want to take fucking money out of my fucking pocket and everybody else's pocket. It's fucking people that can't fucking afford it. And they want to hire a couple of police officers to police the town, you see. But the truth is, you know what those cops are for, man? They're so that these rich motherfuckers, the fuckers that are making all the fucking money in this town, taking every fucking thing there is in this town, can pay less on their fucking insurance. That's what it's always been about. This has been going on for fucking 30 or 40 fucking years. Sometimes they get them and then we get rid of them. They get them, we get rid of them. Because once you get the cocksuckers in here, pretty soon they start trying to make tickets. And we could make even more money by fucking pulling over every car. I mean, for 5 fucking hours in town and fucking, we could, you know, because the people who can't afford insurance, we could impound their fucking rigs and shit. But it's all for fucking just, I'm talking about a goddamn handful. 5 or 6 fucking people. So they don't have to pay so much for their fucking insurance for their fucking goddamn money making machine they got. Cause they're fucking goddamn Mason motherfuckers. They think it all belongs to them. When every fucking Masonic lodge is burned to the fucking ground, you can start fucking thinking about this country fucking fixing it. As long as those dirty son of a bitches are allowed to go behind closed fucking doors and get fucking run government contracts. You know, they talk about the swamp. They talk about the shadow government. It's right there in those fucking Masonic halls, buddy. That's where the fucking money flows through. That's who, where it's decided who gets what. If you go along with it now and you go along with this communism like we were talking about these young people, oh, you get a bigger scrap. You get a bigger scrap. You're never going to the top, but you get a bigger scrap. And hey, by the way, guys, I forgot to tell you. Any child born in America can grow up to be president. On that note, I'm going to call it a day. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. Until then, I'm going to look into this thing about all the young people killing the old people. I don't think I'll let them. I don't think I'll let nobody fucking, young or old, fucking kill me. You want to fucking fire fucking lead my fucking way, I won't. You're a target. That's all there is fucking to it, and that is The Word from the Trenches.